What would breach of contract by a mobile home park owner look like? A breach of contract by a mobile home park owner can take many forms, all of which can have serious consequences for the residents of the park. In this article, I'll explore what a breach of contract by a mobile home park owner might look like, the potential legal implications, and what recourse residents may have in such a situation. One common form of breach of contract by a mobile home park owner is failure to provide essential services or amenities that are promised in the lease agreement. For example, if the owner fails to maintain common areas, provide trash removal services, or keep up with necessary repairs, they may be in breach of contract. This can create a hazardous or unpleasant living environment for residents and can also decrease the value of their homes. Another common breach of contract by a mobile home park owner is unjustified rent increases. Many mobile home park residents are on fixed incomes and rely on stable rent prices to afford their homes. If the owner suddenly raises rents without justification or without proper notice, they may be in breach of contract. This can lead to financial hardship for residents and may force them to leave the park. Additionally, a breach of contract may occur if the owner fails to follow state or local laws and regulations regarding mobile home parks. For example, if the owner does not obtain necessary permits or licenses or violates zoning laws, they may be in breach of contract. This can put residents at risk of eviction or other legal consequences. In some cases, a breach of contract by a mobile home park owner may involve discrimination or harassment of residents. For example, if the owner targets certain residents for unfair treatment based on their race, gender, or other protected characteristics, they may be in breach of contract. This can create a hostile living environment and may violate fair housing laws. When a breach of contract occurs, residents may have several options for recourse. One option is to try to resolve the issue informally with the owner, either through direct communication or mediation. If this is not successful, residents may choose to take legal action. This can involve filing a lawsuit against the owner for breach of contract and seeking damages for any harm caused. Residents may also choose to involve local government agencies or advocacy groups to help address the issue. These organizations may be able to provide support and resources for residents facing a breach of contract by their mobile home park owner. In conclusion, a breach of contract by a mobile home park owner can take many forms and can have serious consequences for residents. It is important for residents to be aware of their rights and options for recourse in such situations. By taking action and advocating for their rights, residents can help ensure that mobile home parks are safe, affordable, and fair places to live. Copyright Mike Witte and Mr. Mike's Neighborhood.